Brilliant, thank you. Well, good morning, everyone. It's great for you to be with us this morning, and I'm really excited to share with you what God's put on my heart in the last week. So do you know what? We're just going to crack on. So if you have Bibles, we're going to start in Deuteronomy this morning. So if you turn to Deuteronomy chapter 32, we're going to read just a couple of verses from here. So it's Deuteronomy 32, verses 3 to 4. And what we've got here are some words that Moses even says above this, the song of Moses, that Moses was sharing with the Israelites. And this is what he said to them. Verse 3 says this: I will proclaim the name of the Lord. How glorious is our God. He is the rock. His deeds are perfect. Everything he does is just and fair. He is a faithful God who does no wrong. How just and upright he is. What great verses this morning of just describing who God is. But there is one word in particular that I want us to think about this morning. And that is where it says that he is a faithful God. This morning, I want to talk about God's faithfulness. He is faithful. And you know, when you start to look this up, there are so many times that the word faithful or faithfulness is used in the Bible. When I just used my app and I searched faithful, it said something like 245 times that word is in the Bible. It is used a lot. We find it so much. I'm going to read just a couple of verses from Psalms where we hear a bit more about God's faithfulness. Psalm 36, verse 5 says this: Your unfailing love, O Lord, is as vast as the heavens. Your faithfulness reaches beyond the clouds. What a beautiful description. His faithfulness reaches beyond the clouds. Psalm 86, verse 15 says this: But you, O Lord, are a God of compassion and mercy, slow to get angry and filled with unfailing love and faithfulness. Do you know God's faithfulness is who he is his character. He is faithful. And this morning I want us to just unpack this a little bit more. Now, I wonder when I say the word faithful, what you maybe think of, maybe what words spring to mind. And I always love, you know, finding words to do with it, you know, Googling, what does faithful mean? And what I've done, Isaac and Solly, this is the time, I've put together a Wordle. Now, I quite like these kind of things. A Wordle has loads of words. So I've kind of searched up, looked for synonyms online, and here are some words all to do with faithful. We've got there steadfast, we've got devoted, trustworthy, constant, loyal, reliable, dutiful, firm, dependable, reliable, I think I've said that one. Unswerving, committed, close, there's loads. Keep looking. I wonder whether any of those words were words that come to mind when you think of faithful. Lots of words here that all mean faithfulness. And you know, when we start to look at these, it helps us to start to understand a bit more about God being faithful, that he is steadfast, he is reliable, he's devoted, he's constant, he's trustworthy, he's unswerving, he's dedicated. Thank you guys, you can take that down now. So this just gets us started to think about God being faithful. But when I was searching up a bit more, you know, what does faithful mean? You know, sometimes in a dictionary, it gives you like a line and it kind of gives you a sentence using the word faithful. And one that it said was this, as an example, I've lost it. There it is. It says this as an example about faithfulness. It says, the film was faithful to the book. Now, I don't know about you, but this, I can relate to this. I love books. Love reading, and I do actually quite enjoy watching the film of the book. Don't know what you're like. Has to be book first, then film. Don't like it the other way around. However, how many times have you watched a film and sat there? Dave knows what I'm like. I'm quite like this. That's not in the book. That's different to the book. They didn't do that. That character's not what the character's like in the book. This ending is wrong. Have you ever had that? Where they have changed the ending of the book. I hate that. I can't cope. You can tell I'm getting passionate now. Okay, this is something that Dave's had to put up with me with some films where I'm like, don't like that film. It wasn't the same as the book. They changed it all. But you know what? I actually love this as an example of God's faithfulness, because it's talking about how the film was faithful to the book. And if a film is to be faithful to the book, it's that it is, it's the same as what is written. And I want you to know this morning that God is faithful to this book. He is faithful to this book. We talk about a film being true to the word that is written. Well, God is true to the word that is written here. That's what it means for God to be faithful. I don't know about you, but I just love that. What an amazing thing for us to grab hold of this morning. God is faithful. That means he is faithful to what is written. It means that he is true to the word that we find here. God's faithfulness means he will always do what he has said, and he will always fulfill what he has promised. I'm going to say that again, because if there's nothing else that you remember from what I say this morning, I want you to grab hold of this and understand this. God's faithfulness means he will always do what he has said and fulfill what he has promised. God is faithful. He is true to his word. You know, over the last couple of weeks, I've been reading the story of Joseph. I love the story of Joseph. It's an incredible story. And it's quite a roller coaster that Joseph goes through, isn't it? Okay, he starts off with his dreams. His brothers, they're jealous. They don't like him. They want to kill him. He ends up in his pit, in a pit. Then they change their mind and go, okay, let's sell him. So he's sold to these traders, taken off to Egypt, where he's then sold again to Potiphar. Does quite well in Potiphar's house. But then we get Potiphar's wife tricks him, and he ends up in prison for over 2 years. Then eventually he ends up before Pharaoh, and he ends up in this amazing high position with Pharaoh. But what a roller coaster of a life. He'd been in a pit, in prison, and in a palace. But you know what? In the story of Joseph, God was faithful to him all the way through his life. God was with Joseph. He was faithful to him. We read in Genesis that when Joseph arrives in Egypt and he's sold to Potiphar, it says the Lord was with Joseph. We also, again, when he goes into prison, it says this: Potiphar was furious when he heard his wife's story about how Joseph had treated her. So he took Joseph, threw him into the prison where the king's prisoners were held, and there he remained. But the Lord was with Joseph in the prison and showed him his faithful love. God was faithful to Joseph. He revealed his love to him right there in the prison. He revealed his steadfast, faithful love right when he needed it. And this morning, your life might be that you feel like you're in a pit, just like Joseph was. You might even feel like life's a bit like a prison. Do you know, dare I say, lockdown for the last year, for some of you, that might have been what it's felt like. Do you know, wherever you are in your life, whether you're in a pit, whether you're in a prison, whether you're even in the palace and life is good, God is with you. God is still faithful. You know, I really feel this morning that someone needs to hear God saying, I have not abandoned you in the pit. I have not abandoned you in the prison. He is with you and he is faithful. He is faithful to what he says. And what his word says is, never will I leave you, never will I forsake you. And he's saying that to you right now. His word says that nothing can separate us from his love. His word says that he is your refuge. His word says that he is your rock. He is your strength. His word says that he loves you. Whether you're in the pit, whether you're in the prison, whether you're in the palace, doesn't matter. He is faithful to his word, and that is what his word says. So I want us to hear this morning, wherever you are, whatever life feels like for you, hear today what God is saying. He's saying, I've not abandoned you. I am with you. I am faithful. You know, God's faithfulness means that he can be trusted. Those were some of the words that were on our wordle. I quite like that word. It's a good word, isn't it? Wordle. Quite satisfying saying that one. You know, some of the words were trust, true, trustworthy, trusted. God can be trusted. Wow. We need to grab hold of that today. He can be trusted. Do you know what, though? Sometimes we doubt his faithfulness. Does anyone ever doubt his faithfulness? I know I do. Even just last week, in preparing for this, I doubted God's faithfulness. I was there going, God, you're always faithful, and you give me a word, and I didn't have anything. And do you know what? I had a moment with God where I was just almost doubted, despite the fact every time he is faithful, despite the fact every time he has given me a word. I sat there last week doubting his faithfulness, going, God, what is going on? And I'm sure many of us have been the same, unless it's just me. Moments where we go, God, you said. God, you promised. God, why aren't you being faithful to me? And we doubt his faithfulness. I want to tell you about someone else in the Bible that doubted his faithfulness. Let's go back to Abraham. Now, God gave Abraham an incredible promise. His promise was, through you, Abraham, will come a great nation. Your descendants will be as many as the stars in the sky. Wow, what an incredible promise. But they didn't have children. Do you know what? 10 years on from that promise. Imagine that. 10 years passing. Still no children. And we get this little story of where Sarah, doubting God's faithfulness to this promise, he goes to Abraham and says, why don't you go and just sleep with my servant? She says these words, perhaps I can have children through her. It's almost like she's saying, perhaps we can fulfill God's promise through Hagar. Oh, what a big mistake, because that was not the case. All it caused was pain. It caused heartache. It wasn't the way God had wanted it to be. Do you know, when we find ourselves in that place of doubting, which happens because we are human, the key is to not stay in that place of doubt. Do not allow doubt to take hold and take root. Because if you allow the doubt to take great root, it is a dangerous place to be, and it will cause pain and it will cause heartache. Because what happens is we're like Sarah. We stop trusting in him. We think he's no longer faithful to what he said. And so what we do is we take it into our own hands. We plow ahead. We cause our own path. And we try ourselves to achieve what he said that he would achieve in his timing and in his way. Do you know what? I really, as I prepared this, really felt like someone really needs to hear. I don't know. Someone at home, someone here. You might be doubting right now something that God has said to you, a promise that he's given you. Dare I even say, like Sarah and Abraham 10 years ago, a promise, and you're doubting, God, really? Are you faithful? Let me say to you this morning, don't stay in that place of doubt. Do not allow doubt to take hold and take root, but instead trust in him, because he is faithful. He is faithful. That's what it means. He is true to his word. What he has promised you, he will be faithful to it. What he has promised you, he will be faithful to it, because that is who he is. He can't change that. You know, I really love following an amazing, incredible preacher woman, Christine Kane. I know some of you will be familiar with her. And yesterday, I just noticed on Facebook, she put a post, and it was so relevant for this morning, I thought I've got to share it. She put this: if God has called you to it, he will be faithful to get you to it. That's really important this morning for some of us to hear. If God has called you to it, he will be faithful to get you to it. Do you know what I love is beautiful, though, about Abraham and Sarah? Sarah, they try to make the promise happen their own way. It doesn't quite go to plan. But do you know what's beautiful is that God didn't change his mind. He didn't cancel the promise to her and Abraham, he remained faithful to fulfill his promise. I'm going to read a couple of verses from Genesis where we get this. Genesis 21, verse 1 and 2, it says this. The Lord kept his word and did for Sarah exactly what he had promised. She became pregnant and she gave birth to a son for Abraham in his old age. This happened at just the time God had said it would. And Abraham named their son Isaac. How beautiful is that? Do you know what? There's hope there. Don't think, oh no, I've doubted him. I've caused my fault. I've messed it up now. No. God is faithful. He is still faithful to the promise that he has said to you. But note what it said here. The Lord kept his word. It's him. He kept his word. And it says at just the time God had said it would, he will fulfill his promise in his timing, in his way. That's his faithfulness to us this morning. Do you know, I want us this morning to grab hold of his faithfulness. Do you know, in moments of fear, moments of despair, in moments like we're walking right now when we just go, I'm weary, I'm tired, I don't understand. We need to open our eyes and see the faithfulness of God. We know that he can be trusted. He is faithful to us. He is faithful to his word. You know, when we grab hold of his faithfulness, it doesn't necessarily change our circumstances, but it changes our hearts. And I think that is so much more powerful and important. We've got to grab hold of his faithfulness because it's going to change our hearts and it aligns us with him. Do you know, we may not always understand or see how his faithfulness works out, but it does. He was faithful to Abraham. It took so many years, but he was faithful. He was faithful to the Israelites. He promised them to free them from Egypt, free them from slavery, take them to the promised land. It took years, but he was faithful to what he said. God's faithfulness, let's grab hold of it. I don't know about you, but I need to. I need to grab hold of it and go, oh man, God, you are faithful to what you say. You are true to the word that is written. Do you know what? It gives us such peace when we do that. God, we can go, okay, I can rest. It's in God's hands. He's got it. Do you know, I want to take us back to Joseph again. We've talked about how God was faithful to Joseph. He was faithful to him in the pit, in the prison, in the palace. But I also want us to see how Joseph was faithful to God. He was faithful to God. All that time in the prison, he was faithful to God. You know, we read about those, the other prisoners, the cupbearer and the baker, and they come to him about his dreams. And Joseph says, interpreting dreams is God's business. That tells me he was faithful to God. Later on, when he's called before Pharaoh to interpret Pharaoh's dreams, he says, it is beyond my power to do this, but God can tell you what it means and set you at ease. That tells me that Joseph was faithful to God. Even Pharaoh saw it. Pharaoh said this about Joseph. Can we find anyone else like this man, so obviously filled with the Spirit of God? Pharaoh could see for himself the closeness, the faithfulness of Joseph to his God, to God. Right at the end of Genesis, I'm going to turn to Genesis 50. We get these verses that I know that lots of you will be familiar with. Right at the end, this is when Joseph's brothers, they're there and Jacob's there. And Joseph's brothers are so ashamed of what they did. And they're just like, look, we're going to be your slaves. And this is what Joseph says. from verse 19, it says, Joseph replied, "Don't be afraid of me. Am I God that I can punish you? You intended to harm me, but God intended it all for good. He brought me to this position so I could save the lives of many people. No, don't be afraid. I will continue to take care of you and your children." So he reassured them by speaking kindly to them. Wow. That's words of someone who has been faithful to God. Joseph has stuck close to God. He sought after God. He's trusted him. Do you know what I even love? Is even right further down, verse 24. This is right near the end of Joseph's life. And Joseph says this, "Soon I will die, but God will surely come to help you and lead you out of this land of Egypt. He will bring you back to the land he solemnly promised to give to Abraham, to Isaac, and to Jacob." He believed in God's faithfulness to take them to the land that God had promised. Joseph knew that God was faithful. He was faithful to him. He knew God's faithfulness to them. And I love that right at the end. He's like, do you know what? God is going to be faithful to this promise. Do you know we too need to be like Joseph? That we are faithful to God. That we live our lives in a way that is faithful to him. That we stick close to him. That we seek after him like Joseph did. I've got five things. Don't panic. Five sounds a lot, okay? Five things. I'm going to rattle through them, though. Five things of how we can show our faithfulness, how we can be faithful to God. Okay, the first one is this. I think they're going to come up on the screen. Our faithfulness to God is to love him. I think Isaac's going to get it up so it can come up. There we go. Our faithfulness to God is to love him. What did Jesus say was the greatest commandment? He said to love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and all your mind. Do you love God 100% with all of your being? Wow. That's being faithful to God, to love him 100%. We always get this little story with the Israelites that some of you might be familiar with, where Moses is up the mountain and he's getting the Ten Commandments from God. It's an amazing thing. But right at the bottom of the mountain, we've got the Israelites. They doubted God's faithfulness. They turned from God and went, oh, come on, Aaron, let's get a God for ourselves. And they melt that gold. They build a gold calf to worship. That took the place in their hearts. They stopped loving God. They doubted his faithfulness. And they built themselves a golden calf. Man, have you got a golden calf that needs to get out of the way? What's the golden calf in your life that is stopping you from loving him 100% with all your heart, your soul, your mind? I love this verse in 1 John where it says this. 1 John 5:21 says, "Dear children, keep away from anything that might take God's place in your hearts." Oh, I love that verse. I don't know about you, but I'm just like, yeah, God, if there's something, if I've got a golden calf that's taken the place, I want it gone, show it. Our faithfulness to God is to love him. Number two, our faithfulness to God is to do what he says. Jesus told that great parable, didn't he, of the wise man and the foolish man. And in that, he tells us the wise man is one who listens to his teachings and follows them. You know, God is faithful to his word. What he says, he's faithful to it. We're to do the same. What he says, do it. When you read his word, do what it says. Jesus said these words, John 8:31, "You are truly my disciples if you remain faithful to my teachings." Whatever it is that God is saying to you, we need to be faithful to God by doing what he says. Number three, our faithfulness to God is to serve him in what he trusts us with. Let's turn to Hebrews for this one. I want to read some verses from Hebrews chapter 3, verses 1 to 6. I'm going to quickly read through these. It says this, And so do brothers and sisters who belong to God and are partners with those called to heaven. Think carefully about this Jesus, whom we declare to be God's messenger and high priest. For he was faithful to God who appointed him. Just as Moses served faithfully when he was entrusted with God's entire house. But Jesus deserves far more glory than Moses. Just as a person who builds a house deserves more praise than the house itself. For every house has a builder, but the one who built everything is God. Moses was certainly faithful in God's house as a servant. His work was an illustration of the truths God would reveal later. But Christ as the Son is in charge of God's entire house, and we are God's house if we keep our courage and remain confident in our hope in Christ. The first thing to bring out here is Moses. It says here that Moses served faithfully when he was entrusted with God's entire house. Moses served God faithfully with what was entrusted to him. We're to do the same. Let's serve God with what he's entrusted to us. What has he entrusted to you? Do you know what? It doesn't matter whether it's small, whether it's big. That is irrelevant. What matters is that you serve him faithfully in what he's entrusted you with. That's key too. What he's entrusted you with. Not the person sitting next to you. Not your friend across the road. Not somebody else in the church. Don't get distracted. Let's not envy what somebody else has been entrusted in. Go, but God, I want that over there. It doesn't matter what it is. What matters is our heart as we do it, that we serve him faithfully. Some funny noises going on. Don't know if that's coming across in the stream. I apologise if it is. I can see that Gareth's on it and hope that's sorted. Do you know what? Your heart to serve him faithfully matters. God delights in the faithfulness of the worker. I came across a little quote in the week from a missionary and it says this: a little thing is a little thing, but faithfulness in little things is a great thing. This is really important, that we serve God faithfully with what he's entrusted to you, what he's put into your hands. Doesn't matter what it is, but we serve him faithfully. Number four, we're nearly there. Number four, our faithfulness to God is to put our faith in Jesus. Some of us still just need to do this bit. Put our faith in Jesus. Do you know God showed his faithfulness to us by sending Jesus to die for us? Jesus himself said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one can come to the Father except through me. We've just read in Hebrews about how Jesus was faithful to God in what God wanted him to do. He was faithful to us by dying on the cross. What do we need to do? We need to put our faith in Jesus and follow him. John 1:17 says this: for the law was given through Moses, but God's unfailing love and faithfulness came through Jesus Christ. Number five, my last one. Our faithfulness to God is to be faithful when no one is watching. Do you know, I think back to when Joseph was in that prison. There was a real favor on him, and he was given, he was put in charge, wasn't he, of some of the prisoners. But I am sure within those moments in prison, he would have had moments all by himself. Moments like lots of us maybe that are having a lot of time all by ourselves at the moment. But in those moments, I believe that Joseph was faithful to God. And just the same, in these moments, it might just be you at home. Doesn't matter that no one else is there, but actually God is there. He sees. And we are to be faithful to him in the moments when no one else is watching. We even to be faithful in the moments when it's just us and our family. Let's still be faithful to God in the way we treat each other in our family, in the way we are. This is about that we honor him, we glorify him, that we love him, that our hearts are for him, even when no one is watching, because he sees. He's interested in our heart. He looks at our heart and he sees even when no one else does. You know, I'm aware that this morning I've packed a lot in, that I've been toying the last couple of days going, I'm not really sure how to end this, because it's not like there's one thing. But you know what my heart has been, is that actually there has been one thing for you. My heart and my prayer over this morning is that one thing that I've said this morning has grabbed you. It might be the whole thing of being in a pit and in a prison. Maybe that's grabbed you today. It might be that you're doubting. Maybe that's grabbed you today. Maybe you're just going, actually, I just need to grab hold of God's faithfulness. Maybe you've had a promise. And today, that's really like struck you. And you're like, actually, I need to know that God will be faithful to what he said to me. It might be this morning that this whole thing of serving him faithfully has grabbed you. It might be you've got a golden calf you need to get rid of. There could be anything. And my heart is that one thing has grabbed you this morning. So maybe the band can start to come up. And they're going to start in a moment. We're going to have a song to just respond to. A song called Do It Again. And the words say, your promise still stands. Great is your faithfulness. I'm still in your hands. This is my confidence. You've never failed me yet. This song is just about reaching out to him. It's about grabbing hold of his faithfulness, believing in his faithfulness to us. So, do you know what? Maybe just where you are, if something has grabbed you this morning, maybe you might just want to stand where you are. Maybe you want to just raise your hand. And do you know what? You might be thinking, but it's just me at home. No one sees. God sees. And by lifting up your hand to him, saying, God, I need to grab hold of your faithfulness. God, I believe you're going to fulfill that promise. Standing up in your room, even if it's just you, is a sign to God to say, yeah, God, I'm responding to you. So if something's grabbed hold of you, we're going to just pray, but maybe you just might want to lift your hand, you might want to stand, but just reach out to God right now over whatever it is that has grabbed you this morning. I'm going to pray and then we're going to sing. Father God, I want to thank you so much for your faithfulness. Thank you that you are faithful. You are faithful to do what you say. You are faithful to fulfill your promises. This morning, across the town, wherever we are, we reach out to you, God, and we grab hold of your faithfulness. We put our trust in you. Father God, I pray that many people this morning will just know that you are with them, that they will stand in confidence of your faithfulness to them. We thank you, God, that you are faithful. Amen.